And you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio today by a local singer-songwriter, and her name is Sophie Griffiths. Have I said that right?
Yeah, Griffiths.
I have really bad problems saying the word Griffiths. I've been trying all morning. You're here with your mum. Hello, mum.
Hi.
And you're taking part in Factor Essex, and they're putting on a great show. We're going to talk about it a little bit more later. Now, you're only 15.
Yeah.
And you've got a cracking voice because you've been warming up off-air.
Thank you.
So when did you actually start singing? How old were you?
Well, I've just like sung around the house like all the time, but I only started like performing in front of people when I was about 13, and I started like at school concert. Literally, it took like ages because I was so nervous to like even get up and do that. It was quite hard.
And is there anybody else in the family that's musical?
Yeah, my mum plays piano. Ooh. Like to quite a high level.
Yeah.
My granddad used to be in, like, he used to play violin and things like that. So, yeah, it's quite musical.
So
yeah.
Is your mum going to come out and do some gigs with you, do you think? No, she's not. Like, I just saw the face mum's putting. She's like, no, I'm not doing any gigs. I'm not doing it. Part of Chart House Music, and I've had a few people in from there. Tell everybody what Chart House or who they are.
So it's a studio in Crouch Hill in London, and they offered me a artist development programme. So I'll go there and I have the opportunity to like record covers, and like I've released a single which they produced for me there. So it's just like a really nice opportunity for me to like get the experience of a studio.
And so do you go there once a week, or is that kind of once a month?
Yeah, it's once a month.
Yeah.
So.
And you get to meet a load of other musicians as well.
Yeah, yeah, you get to like, so I've met obviously like producers there and things, and it's nice to get like tips and stuff.
And then we are going to play your debut single 1,000 Times, which is just out on the 20th. We're hoping it will go onto the A-list. If the boss is listening, fingers crossed it will do. So you're going to give us a quick song now.
Yeah.
And this is a track by Stevie Wonder, which is quite surprising. I love Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And your mum was saying she went to see him as well. So
yeah.
How did you get into it? Is it your mum's influence?
So yeah, my dad's quite into all this like soul music and stuff, so he like introduced it to me, and I like really liked it, so I have his albums and stuff, and it's just like he's an artist that I listen to all the time. So
for Christmas, what would be my toy? Even though we sometimes would not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door to hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine. Greeted at the back door, boy, I told you not to go outside. Trying your best, bring the water to your eyes. Thinking it might stop her, we'll be all behind. I wish those days could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? I wish those days could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? 'Cause I love 'em so. By you playing doctor with that girl. Just don't tell I give you anything you want in this whole wide world. Mama gives you money for Sunday school. You trade yours for candy after church or school. Smoking cigarettes and writing something nasty on the wall. Teacher sends you to the principal's office down the hall. You grow up and learn that kind of thing ain't right. Why did those days ever have to go? I wish those days would come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? 'Cause I love them so. I love them so.
We are going to play another one of your songs as your single. So I think for that, we should have a round of applause for singing live in the studio at 15 years old. So can we have a round of applause? Thank you. So you're writing your own material, the song 1,000 times.
Yeah.
How did you write this song?
So I thought I'd just give it a go. Like, I just sat down on the piano because I'm not like amazing at the piano. I just know like chords and things. So I just sat down, did like a chord progression, then like a melody, and then I just started adding lyrics, and it just kind of like came together like that.
And down at Chart House Music, do they put all the production, like they put the drums and they maybe harmonies and all different sorts of things?
Yeah, so I wrote it literally with piano chords, and I came to them and they like produced it for me. Yeah, I have Jasper Dent, so he like produces, he's really good. Yeah,
the single's out now on the 20th. Mm-hmm. Have you done a video to go with this as well?
No, I should be though soon.
Yeah,
like I should be like filming that, so hopefully that will
be out. Where's that going to be done? Where's that going to be done? Do you know?
Probably at Chart House, yeah. To be honest. Yeah, just like, I'm not sure at the moment, but yeah, should be there.
Competition with the Factor Essex. How many other artists? Is it about 20 other singer-songwriters taking part?
About 30, I think. Yeah. Like 33 or something.
And you had the first live show last week, and then it's live shows every week for the next, I think it's the next 6 weeks or so, is it?
Yeah, so there's one next Sunday, and then I think there's a break, and then like the week after that, so it's like every other week up until the last one, which is like quite like consecutive, I think. Yeah.
If you go along to the Essex Factor, you'll find it all on Facebook. And whereabouts are you on the Sundays when you're doing the shows?
Arlington Ballrooms, yeah,
which is down at Lee.
Lee on Sea, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the final one is going to be at
Fiction in Romford,
which is, and if you've not been to one, they do actually do all the lighting, the cameras, they film everything. It's really, and it's something, even if you don't win, which obviously you are going to win, even if you don't win, you get to take that away with you, with your, you know.
Yeah, it's like really professional. Yeah, I'm really happy with all the stuff that we did. It was really fun actually to like film it and stuff like that.
Who would be your dream to work with at the moment?
I really like Adele. I like her voice, and I think Ed Sheeran's really talented as well.
Yeah.
Like, I really like them too. Obviously, I'd love to work with Stevie Wonder because he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We're going to end the interview on 1,000 Times, which is a song that you wrote all by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's been produced at Charterhouse Music, and they're in London?
Yeah, Crouch Hill London.
And don't forget, if you want to vote for Sophie, you can check her out. It's Factor Essex, and it's series, I can't believe it's series 8.
Yeah.
But you'll find them on the Facebook, and you can have a look at the different artists, and also pop down to the Leon C venue on Sundays, where the last week apparently there was about 300 people.
There was loads, yeah. Starts about 5.
It's a good long show. Get your money's worth. I think it's normally, is it £10 to get in?
It's like £5 to get in, I think. That was what it was last week.
Yes. People want to get hold of this track, they can get it. Is it on iTunes?
It's on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music and Amazon.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's like 70p on iTunes, I think. Yep. 79p, yeah.
Here is Sophie Griffiths with her titled debut single called 1,000 Times. Good luck with the Factor Essex.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And when you win, you'll have to come back.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much.
You see me, but there's no one there. I try calling.